Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Good evening, Malkam Eshet. Here, here, here. Good evening, good evening. Here for the Rastafari. Rastafari, the Thursday podcast here for the fifth day of the Shabuah. Right here, here, here. Here we have a repeat psalm, that prayer, that prayer, that prayer in old age. And there's a connection and link. Previously, a couple of days ago, we shared the connection with the prayers that the Ancient of Days, the Kedemah HaLetzalah, say, and that faithful servant had said in the palace, linked with today's daily psalm, here, 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 Psalm 71. But first things first, let's go up, rise up into the upper room.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
So here, here, here for the upper room, the Thursday podcast here for the fifth day of the seven, the Zion podcast days, daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here we have Psalm 71, a prayer in old age, right here, 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 hope and pray, Mavado. Yes, sir.
Check one. Yeah, definitely. It's all good.
When you are on them, why you cry? When you are right, them don't fear your fall. But hope and pray, that shine them light my way. Hope and pray, but what me never stray. Hope and pray, now go on that clear. Hope and pray, let me a hope and pray. Them want to know. I did it, but I did it. The rest of the times I've been to it. Bad mind, grateful. Dance to me, pretty to me, host and make your life legit. Move up everything, them tell us every minute. Them tell us, admit it. Them stand beside you and them want to your part. They hate it, they pull them, them slip it. But bad mind and grateful, me no want to them no longer. They want free and free for my don't fall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no so me no hunger. Them pray and pray for my downfall. That's a make me stronger. But hope and pray, that shine him light my way. Hope and pray, but hope me never stray. Hope and pray, now I'm on the clear. Hope and pray, send me a hope and pray. Me know by now, the enemies I wonder. The test them still, now me still no go under. By now, them I wonder. How do you separate if I get younger. A clean heart is the answer. So for them I with them, and I know yes, not cancer. Just fool your name brand, tell them do some filthy things. Now them can't answer. Bad mind and grateful, me no want them no longer. So go and pray and pray for my don't fall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no time, me no hunger. Them pray and pray for my don't fall, that I make me stronger. But hope and pray. Hope and pray, that shine him light my way. Hope and pray, but hope me never stray. Hope and pray, now go on the clear. Hope and pray, send me a hope and pray.
And pray, true prayer, speaking to and through the true power in the innermost of the innocence. Here, here, here for the evening psalm, here for the fifth day of the seven, here for this Thursday, here, the Rastafari Thursday podcast.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פא למנצח על הגיתית לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
אלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied,
satisfied. And hear from the Kedase, from the liturgy of the Divine Majesty right here, here.
Sigabu, Kainatuna, Hizvu, Bechibret, Yemiazemutno, all shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase. Sigabu, as they enter the Kedase, Kainatu na Hizbu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainati, Yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis.
Zimro in the Amharic, Zamro in the Hebrew, Yemiyazemu to know, shall sing, shall chant, Isis.
As long as I live,
I shall sing, as long as
all them people good seeds will sow. I don't care what they do or say, I never stop singing, oh no, no way. Someday I will get my pay, as long as I live.
I shall sing, as long as I live.
Yebel kulomu, kulum yebelu. All shall say, Abune zebe samayat, Abune zebe samayat. The Our Father prayer, the Lord's prayer.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all trespasses, that we forgive all those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም ልሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ፣ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን፣ ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ بسم آب ولد ومنفس قدوس بسم آب ولد ومنفس قدوس بسم آب ولد ومنفس قدوس أحد أملاك آمين
Israel. Hear, O Israel.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך. תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום. וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו, לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, 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 אמן.
Now this is not science, it's science done. All wicked people back up and run, like a revival will come. Give me now. Something in my heart is like a stream running down, and it makes me feel so happy, so happy as can be. Every time I think about Jah Jah and what he has done for me, me I dream something in my heart is like a stream running down. Follow me now, just get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified. Just hold up your one because you get sanctified, ho, hold up your foot because you get sanctified, ho, wine and go down because you get sanctified, ho, all of the people them get sanctified, cause real, 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 Jah is so real to me, I know, I love, love him, because he give I the big song, many people that doubt him, but I can't live without him, cause that is why I love, love him, cause he's so real to me, I really, really, really sanctify, get sanctified, all God people gonna get sanctified, just get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, cause Jah make the sea, he make up the land, then he pass them together with his mighty hand, and can lie upon the mic, me and the champion, all of the people have to come in at the convention, cause something in my heart is like a stream running down, and it makes me feel so happy, as happy as can be. Every time I think about Jah Jah and what he has done for me, hallelujah, something in my heart is like a stream running down. Trevor, your ball out, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified. No stone in the river, no stone, no stone, no stone, no stone in the river. You got peace in your heart, no stone in the river, no stone. Follow me now, people, you just get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho, get sanctified. People in England get sanctified, ho, up in Canada get sanctified, Jamaican people get sanctified, ho, up in America get sanctified, cause something in my heart is like a stream running down, and it makes me feel so happy as can be.
Every time I think about Jah Jah and what he has done for me, I say something in my heart is like a stream running down. So just get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. When I'm go down because you get sanctified, ho. When I'm come up because you get sanctified, ho. Kick out your foot because you get sanctified, ho. Shake up your one because you get sanctified, ho. Shout it out so you get sanctified, cause we...
Yes, 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 a classic right there. Get sanctified. That's Henkel Irie with Get Sanctified. Some classics right there. Yes, sir.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Well, that was a classic right there. Here, this is Emblem. So that Get Sanctified right there. Henkel Irie. This is Emblem. M-B-L-E-M. Emblem with the Serenity Prayer right here on the Contagious Rhythm. Yes, I. Here. Upper room.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the heart is a piece. I know I'm not saying that I want it, but he who trusts in the Most High, by his death Jah will always abide. Judge your love, it surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Can't see another day. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent they give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you show up on my jaw. Jaja, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can, yeah. And if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks to another day. Thanks to the obstacles you're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent for you give me stuff to open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing that you show up on me, Jah. Jah Jah, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah, and in this life on my journey, if I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah. On my journey, if I should stumble and fall, and make me wiser than the that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can.
Yes, 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 on this journey, that's Emblem right there, Serenity Prayer. Yes, I do give Highland Hymn thanks and praise right there, there's a saying, the rhythm right there, contagious rhythm right there. Yes, I, Jaro, Jaira, yes, I, Jehovah, here, Eleni on the same rhythm right here,
Jehovah, Jaira, closest friend, Jaja King, Jaja, you are everything, so I sing, Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider, Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider,
against me shall prosper, you keep me safe, providing for me, you shield me, Jaja, heal me, Jaja, free me, Jaja, you're my closest friend, Jaja, King, Jaja, you are everything, so I sing, oh yeah.
Vice President, my idea, yes, I just reasoning on that, and that came to mind on the contagious rhythm. That was Elaine right there. Gonna write off today's the daily psalm according to the royal order. That is Psalm 71. But there's one more here for the blessed ones. Give thanks, brothers and sisters, here on the board, on the air, those calling in, those also listening in the overflow, the live stream. Give thanks, yes, I, for the sharing and the, you know, the tuning in, yes, I, the donating, the contributing, word, sound, and power, and the prayers, of course, here for the blessed ones, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. He will provide, he will see to it, right, providing for it. Here, Eleni, another tune, Eleni, blessed one.
Watch out for your body, you don't know it's Love Star Music, all right.
We are the blessed.
Young blood, red,
we be
Tribulations, like in today's daily psalm, Psalm 71, which is a repeat chant here according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here we have Psalm 71. It's like once know how strong their immune, right, their immune system, you know, how strong their salvation, their baraka is when you go through trials and tribulations. How you're able to sustain, as Emblem said in the earlier tune, that serenity, that peace of heart and mind. So here, let's segue here with time here in the Thursday podcast right here from the upper room of Zion podcast right here. Let's begin to segue to today's daily song.
Keep the rubber dog spinning. Listen to one, the messenger speaking.
Now I'm asking about Trump. Featuring this song called Nothing Red Rock Song.
And you love
here, here, here. Going to segue to today's daily psalm, Psalm 71. Going to return to the Emperor book. There's an interesting section we like to share and some selected quotes from the scriptures. You know, one of them right here that we highlighted, the highlights kind of faded here, says, also, take no heed to all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. It's interesting, this section here of this book known as the Emperor, and reading through some of the testimonies, right, different testimonies of the anonymous Ethiopians, some careful, some careless, but it's interesting to look at the testimonies and to see and recognize that prophetic fulfillment. And here the segue is to today's daily psalm, Psalm 71. One of the themes of Psalm 71 is a prayer in old age. So here on the Soul Jah Say, right here, here, here.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto men. But thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not from my strength failing. For mine enemies speak against me. They that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous work. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, and seek my help.
Thank you.
today's psalm, Psalm LXXI, Psalm 71. Psalm 71, a prayer in old age. They say, you're an old man. Old man? Well, the old man has a prayer. And Psalm 71 is the prayer in old age. Now, this psalm has no subscription. No subscription heads this mizmor, which lacks all clues as to its authorship. So there's no clues to the authorship of this prayer in old age. So the old man has a prayer in old age. Youngins, hear this prayer. And may God bless the eye to be able to pray such a prayer in your old age. So here's a prayer in old age. It is a prayer offered by an old man who has had to suffer many trials and tribulations and is still undergoing hardship from relentless enemies. His confidence in Hashem, his confidence in Jah, to whom he addresses his petition. The speaker may have been David, may have been David HaMelech, King David. Others think of Jeremiah. The personal note predominates, but at times his thoughts turn to the needs of his people. Whoever he was familiar with other psalms, and he draws upon them to give voice his feelings, to invoke, to give voice to his feelings. Yet, his prayer possesses a singular beauty and tenderness all of its own. So we have here, for this daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 71, a prayer in old age. Now, there are three study blocks in this psalm. There are three blocks of verses in this. We have verses 1 to 3. The first block of verses. Then we have verses 4 to 13, the second block. And then we have the third, verses 14 to 16. Slika, four blocks. I said three, four blocks. And the fourth and the final, the lessons. And the lesson of his long life, verses 17 to 20. So we have four sections of this particular psalm. Once again, verses 1 to 3 to begin. He begins, Bika Yahuwah Chasiti Al Ebosha Le'olam. In the eye, O he who be who he be, have I taken refuge. Let me, make I never be ashamed. Bika Yahuwah Chasiti Al Ebosha Le'olam. Deliver I in thy righteousness, and rescue I. Incline thine ear to I, and save I.
Besida katika ta si leini u te falateini ha tea eli azinika we ho shi eini. Be thou the eye to eye. Be thou to me. Be thou to I. A sheltering rock whereto I may continually resort, which thou, the I, has appointed to save I. For thou, the I, art my rock and my fortress. Haye li le sur maon la bo ta mid si sweeta 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 le ho shi aini ki sala e uma sudati ata. Be thou to me a sheltering rock whereto I may continually resort, which thou hast appointed to save I, for thou, the I, Ata, art my rock and my fortress. Ki sala'i uma sudati Ata. Prayer in Old Age, first three verses right here. The first three verses, they comprise this old man, this old man, this old man's trust in Hashem, this old man's trust in Jah. This section is based on Psalm 31, verses 1 to 3. This section here in Psalm 71 is based on Psalm 31. Verses 1 to 3. He begins off by saying, let me never, never, ever, let me never be ashamed. Let me never, al ebosha le'olam. Al ebosha le'olam. Let I never be ashamed in the eyes of ill wishes through the prayer remaining unanswered. Let me never be ashamed in the eyes of the ill wishes through the prayer. This prayer, the prayer in old age remaining unanswered. Bika Yahuwah Chasiti in the eye. O he who be who he be, Chasiti, have I taken refuge. Verse 2. I live in thy righteousness. Besidkatika. Ta sileni u te falateni in thy righteousness. Besidgatika, in thy righteousness. Besidgatika, being a righteous Elohim. He supports the good when they are assailed by the wicked.
the righteous Elohim. He supports, he sustains, maintains the good, good over evil. The words, the teaching of his majesty. He sustains and supports the good over the evil. He supports the good when they are assailed and assaulted by the ratchet and the wicked. He says, incline thine ear to I and save I. Ha te elai azinka we hoshi'aini. Incline thine ear. This we also have in Psalm 31, verse 3. Verse 3 of Psalm 71, he says, be thou to I a sheltering rock, whereto I may continually resort, which thou the eye has appointed to save I, for thou art my rock and my fortress, a sheltering rock, literally a rock. Literally, it's a rock of habitation, ma'on, a rock in which shelter can be found. In Psalm 31, verse 3, the reading is there, a rock of refuge, a ma'oz. Here we have a ma'on. There we have a ma'oz. The writer may have deliberately adopted ma'on, influenced by Psalm 91. Adonai, thou the I hast been our dwelling place, our ma'on, in all generations. A sheltering rock, ma'on, a rock of habitation. My rock, the Hebrew selah, or more correctly, sala'i, sala'i, ki sala'i, ki sala'a, ki sala'i, here, ki sala'i, the selah, or selah. The Hebrew rock, we have this in Psalm 18 and verse 3. That completes the first section, stating in the beginning of his prayer, his trust in Hashem, his trust in Elohim, his trust in Jah. From verse 4, he moves on. Elohai. Elohai, rescue I out of the hand of the ratchet. Elohai, palateini miyad rasha, rescue I out of the hand of the wicked, out of the grasp of the unrighteous and ruthless man. Mikaf. Me awel we chometz, we chometz, the chometz, the chamat, the chometz, the ruthless, the violent, the ruthless. This is to be understood collectively. So he says the man, he's not just speaking of one man, he's speaking of that type, that kind of man. To be understood collectively, the verse indicating a corrupt state of society, where justice did not protect the weak, the ruthless man. For thou art my hope, kiata tikwati, kiata tikwati. Some say kiata tikavati. We say kiata tikwati. The I art my hope. Adonai Yahweh, Yahweh, mib, mi be achi, mi ne Urai, my trust from my youth. This and the next verses are a paraphrase, from Psalm 21 and 10. From my youth, for thou art my hope. Kiata tikoati, for thou art my hope. Adonai Yahuwah, my trust, me be'echi, from my youth. Mina na'orai, ne'orai, mi nu'orai, from my nu'orai, my youth, mi nu'orai, in old age, this old man, prayer in old age, from his old age, and in his old age, he is able to recall, remember, reflect. He looks back upon his life, and he sees the hand of Hashem, the hand of Jah, upholding him, supporting him. So thus he says, Ki ata tikwati, for the I art my hope, Adonai Yahweh. Mi betachi, mi neorai, from my youth. Upon thee, the I, have I stayed myself from birth. Thou, the I, art he that took me out of my mother's womb. My prayer, my eyes, continually of the I. Aleka, upon the eye, Aleka, Nisa Makati, me Beten. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb. Mi Ma'e, Imi, Ata, Gozi. My praise, my eyes, my praise is continually, itinually of the eye. Bika te hilati tamid. Bika te hilati tamid. Bika te hilati. Tamid, my praise, Isis, Tehillati, is continually, Tamid, Bika, of thee and in thee. Notice the phrase, Bika, Bika, in the I, male. The first words, Bika, Yahuwah, Hasiti, Bika, Yahuwah. Way hasiti bika in thee. So here he says, my praise, my eyes, my tehillati bika, bika tehillati tamid, in the eye, my praise always, continually, tamid. He that took me, he that took I. In the Hebrew is the word gozi, ata gozi. But in Psalm 22 and 10 we have gochi, gochi. See, the meaning is, some say, uncertain. And my benefactor, the idea of my benefactor, has been suggested. This archaic Hebrew, gozi. They say the meaning is uncertain. They reflect on Psalm 22 and 10 where we have gochi, meaning being uncertain. The idea suggested is benefactor. Ata gozi. I am as a wonder to many. This old man prays and says, I am as a wonder to many. but thou art my strong refuge. Que mofet hayati. Que mofet hayati le rabim. I am as a wonder le rabim. To many, to nuff, le arabim, to nuff ones. We ata machesi oz. But thou, the I, art my strong refuge as a wonder, like the suffering servant of Jah, the suffering servant of Hashem in Isaiah chapter 52 verse 14. Men and people stared at him. They were appalled. They wondered how one so righteous, this old man, should be made to endure such hardships. But his trust in Hashem, his trust in Jah as his strong refuge, it continued unshaken. So he said, my mouth shall be filled with the I praise, the I eyes I, and with the I glory all the day. Yimale fi. Yimale fi te helatika. My mouth shall be filled. Yimale fi. Yimale fi te helatika. Kol hayom tif arteka. See, here's the tifare. Tifaret. The Tefara, Tifar Teka, thy glory, thy Tefara, call all Hayom, all the day, call Hayom, Tifar Teka, with thy glory, Tifar Teka. All the day, kol hayom, while onlookers marveled at his sufferings, they looked upon this old man, and they marveled that he was suffering so much, but yet he was righteous, but he was suffering so much. The onlookers marveled at that. In the midst of them, he is able to extol Jah's glory, extolling Jah's tifaretka, Jah ras tafarai, tifaretka. Cast I not off in the time of old age, when my strength faileth, forsake me not. Cast I not off in the time of old age. Al tashlikeni le'et zikna kikalot kochi al ta'azkeni. When my strength faileth, cast me not off cast me not away from thy presence, as in Psalm 51, cast I not off, cast I not away from thy face, from thy grace, from thy presence. In the time of old age, when advancing years of physical, physical strength declines, making him more exposed to the attacks of the ratchet, to the attacks of the wicked, greater then becomes his need of Jah's support. For mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul take counsel together. Ki amru oya bai li wa shom re nafshi no a su yach dau. For mine enemies speak concerning me. Ki amru oye bai li. Oye bai li amru. Ki amru oye bai li. Mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul. Where shomrei nafshi. Weshomrei nafshi, and they that watch for my soul. No etzu yachdau, take counsel together. For this verse, verse 10, and the next verses, we have Psalm 3 and 3. We have Psalm 41, verse 8. We have Psalm 56, verse 7. Verse 11, they take counsel together saying, what are they saying? What do they say? They say that Elohim al tirahat. Miyameni. They say Elohim hath forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver. Riddfu, where? Tifashuhu, ki ein matzil. Ki ein matzil. There is none to deliver. Oh Elohim, oh Elohim, be not far, be not far, be not far from I. See, in verse 10, where he says, for mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul take counsel together, saying, Lemor Elohim Azabo. They say, Elohim Azabo. Elohim has forsaken. Elohim has forsaken him. Read the fool, pursue, all y'all pursue. Where? Tifashuhu, and take him. Why? For kien matzil, there is none to deliver. Oh Elohim, al tirhak mimeni. Oh Elohim, be not far from I. Elohai, Aliyai, I power, make haste to help I. Le azarati, kisa. Make haste, be not far from I. Make haste to help I. That phrase, be not far from I. We see that in Psalm 35 and 22. Make haste to help I. Make haste to help I. Oh, Elohai, le azarati. Make haste. We have that in Psalm 40 and 14. Moving forward, verse 13. This is the second section. It's the appeal for deliverance. This is the last verse of this second section in Psalm 71. Let them be ashamed. Let them be ashamed. Yebushu, let them be ashamed. Yikulu, and consumed. Sitne, nafshi, that are adversaries. Sitne, that are satans to my soul. Sitne, nafshi, let them be covered with reproach. Ya atu kherpa, and confusion, reproach and confusion. Uka lima, that seek my hurt. Me bakshe ra'ati, consumed. It's interesting. This is derived from Psalm 35, verse 4. But instead of brought to confusion, yikolmu, the verb here in verse 13 of Psalm 71 is yikulu. See, there's a difference of one letter. Wow. One letter is omitted, for which Psalm 37 and 20. It's interesting how the inspiration, this old man in his prayer and his reflection on those words of grace and the words of praise, how he selectively chooses the right words. So here it says, let them be ashamed and consumed. In Psalm 35 and 4, it's brought to confusion. Here it's yikulu, not yikolmu. Adversaries. Who are these and those? They are sitne nafshi. They are satans, opponents, adversaries, threatening I with death. They are adversaries to my soul. They are sitne nafshi, they are satans of my soul, opponents threatening I with death. In Psalm 35, verse 4, the text has that seek after my soul, covered with reproach. This is familiar from Psalm 35, verse 26. Now here for the third section of Psalm 71, today's psalm, this daily psalm. But as for I will hope continually. Vani, tamid, ayachel, and will praise Isaac the I yet more and more. Where to safti al kol tehelatika, I will praise thee more and more increasingly. Now here at verse 14, this section 14 to 16 is entitled His Steadfast, this old man's steadfast hope in Hashem, his steadfast hope in Jah. He says, but as for I, Vani, 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 some say Vani, we say Wa'ani, Wa'ani, Ani, I, where and Ani and I, Wa'ani, Vani. As for I, mark the contrast, marking the contrast between his future and the fate which he is sure is in store for his adversaries, for the sitnei nafshi, for the enemies of his soul. He says, my mouth, pi or fi, fi, sometimes it's pointed as pe or pe or pi, fi or fe, fe, fe. Mouth, I say, my mouth shall tell of thy righteousness. Pay, yisaper, yisaper, yisafer, sidakatika, of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day, kol hayom. Teshuatika, for I know not the numbers thereof. Kilo yadaiti sefrot, sefrot, the sefrot, the cipher, the number, for I know not. Kilo yadaiti Sefarot, I know not the numbers thereof. I will come with the mighty axe. O Adonai, Yahweh, I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Abo. Be geburot, be geburot, Adonai Yahweh, azkir sidakatika lebadika, lebadika, levadika, lebadika, even thine only. But as for I, wani, Wani, as for I, Wani, Tamid, I Yachel, as for I will hope itinually and will praise thee yet more and more. My mouth, Fei, Afei, shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day. Thy salvation. Thy salvation, Teshuatika, Teshuatika, thy salvation, Yeshua, Yeshua, Jah saves, Teshuatika, the I salvation, the manifestation of thy righteousness, of thy righteousness, I know not the numbers, the sephirot thereof. Refer to Psalm 40, verse 6. In verse 16, he says, I will come with the mighty axe. I will come with a boa, the giburot. I will come with the giburot. I will come with the mighty axe, with the giburot. I will come with the mighty axe. Oh, Adonai Yahweh. Way, I will make mention of thy righteousness, even thine only. I will come into the sanctuary, the holy place, to offer thanksgiving, Yanku Isis, for Jah's mighty acts of deliverance, even of thine only, as the only Savior, even of thine only one, thy Son, even thine only, Lebadika, 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 even thine only, Now that section leads us into the concluding section right here. What is the lesson? The lesson. The lesson of his long life. This prayer in old age. What is the lesson of this old man who has had to suffer many trials and tribulations and is still, while he prays the prayer in old age, he is still undergoing hardships from relentless enemies. Sitnei nafshi. What is his lesson? What's the blessing? What's the lesson from all this testing? Where's the blessing? What's the lesson? Let's learn the lesson. Verses 17 to verse 20. The lesson of his long life. Elohim, thou hast taught I from my youth, and until now do I declare thy wondrous works. Declare thy wondrous works. And even to old age and hoary hairs, Elohim, forsake I not until I have declared thy strength to the next generation, thy might to everyone that is to come, thy righteousness also, O Elohim, which reacheth to high heaven, thou the eye who has done great things, O Elohim, who is like to thee, I, thou hast, who hast made I to see many and sore troubles, wilt quicken me again, cause I to live again, and bring I up again from the depths of the earth. Thou wilt increase my greatness and turn and comfort I. I also will give thanks to the I with the psaltery, psalms, even to thy truth, O Elohai, my almighty power. I will sing praises, eyes, to the eye with the harp. O thou Holy One, Kadosh Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises, eyes, to the eye, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall tell of thy righteousness all the day. For they are ashamed, for they are abashed that seek my hurt. The lesson of his long life. Thou hast taught I. Elohim has been his teacher because of his willingness to be a pupil, a disciple. And all thy children shall be taught of the Yahweh. Prophet Isaiah chapter 54. Chapter 54, verse 13. And all thy children shall be taught of the Yahweh, of Yahweh, truth and life, thy wondrous works, which reveal his attributes, his midot, his character, as experienced in the fears of men. Thy strength, thy arm, the power which sustains the weak and humbles the ruthless strong, until he tells it and declares it to who? The next generation, literally to a generation. But the words which follow define its meaning. Until I have declared thy strength to the next generation, thy might
to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, who is like to the eye, who made I to see, as also with the word quicken I and bring I up, the Keteb reads us. In other words, the Keteb, what is written, reads us. In the Masoretic text, it makes it a personal profession of faith. In the alternative, the psalmist is the spokesperson. So here, in the Hebrew, there's a sense of us. As I and I, Rastafari, we say I and I, us. And so it is as we study the Hebrew. Made I to see, made us to see. Quicken I, cause I to live, cause I and I to live. Bring I up, bring I and I up, bring us up from the depths of the earth. Where Sheol is located. This equals from the very gates of destruction, from the very gates of downstruction. Thou wilt increase, rather, may the eye increase. In this prayer, he identifies himself with the nation. In its restored greatness, he will have his share of well-being and comfort, where divine comfort is the forerunner. The divine comfort, the divine comfort, is the forerunner of redemption from captivity. The divine comfort, the comforter, and the divine comfort, that is the forerunner of redemption from captivity. I also, in verse 22, he says, I also will give thanks together with the rest of Jah people, together with the rest of the island nation, when this happy, happy, happy consummation is effected. Thy truth, when Elohim has proved himself true to his promises, even to thy truth, oh, highly I, Elohai, Amitika, Elohai, Amitika, Amitika, Elohai, Amitika. O thou Holy One, Kadosh Yisrael. This is commonly used of Elohim in Isaiah, but in the Psalter, in the Psalms, only we find this phrase, Holy One, Kadosh Yisrael, Holy One of Israel. We have this in Psalm 78, verse 41, and in Psalm 89, verse 19. It denotes that Hashem, in his character of being a holy, a set-apart Elohim, has entered into covenant with Israel, and his holiness, his set-apartness is pledged to redeem his people, to redeem Jah people and my soul. His entire being, I and I entire being, will join in the exaltation which will be aroused by the divine act of redemption. My tongue also shall tell of thy righteousness all the day. For them, for all of them are ashamed. For all of them are abashed, abased, ashamed, that seek I and I heard.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now, call in, 515-602-9761, call in, 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
עין א' בך אדוני חסידי אל אבוש לעולם בצדקתך תצילני ותפלטני הטה אלי אוזנך והושיעני היה לי לצור מעון לבוא תמיד צדית להושיעני כי סלעי ומצודתי אתה אלוהי פלטני מיד רשע מכף מעבל וחומץ כי אתה תקוותי אדוני אלוהים נפתחי מן מעורי עליך נשמחתי מבטן ממעה אמי אתה גוזי בך תהילתי תמיד במופת הייתי לרבים ואתה מחסי עוז ממלא פי תהילתך כל היום תפארתך, אל תשליחני לעת זקנה, תכלות כוחי אל תעזבני, תאמרו אויבי לי, ושומרי נפשי נועצו יחדיו, לאמור, אלוהים עזבו, ריצפו ותפסוהו, כי אין מציל. אלוהים, אל תרחק ממני, אלוהי לעזרתי חושה, יבושו יכלו סותני נפשי, יעטו חרפה וכלימה מבקשי רעתי. ואני תמיד אייחל והוספתי על כל תהילתך, כי יספר צדקתך כל היום תשועתך, כי לא ידעתי סיפורות, אבוא בגבורות אדוני אלוהים, אשתיר צדקתך לבדיך. אלוהים, לימדתני מנעורי, ועד הנה אגיד נפלאותיך, וגם עד זקנה ושיבה, אלוהים אל תעזבני, עד אגיד זרועך לדור, לכל יבוא גבורתך. וצדקתך אלוהים עד מרום, אשר עשית גדולות, אלוהים מי כמוך, אשר הרחיתני צרות רבות, ורעות תשוב תחייני, ומתהומות הארץ תשוב תעלני. תרב גדולתי ותסוף תנחמני, גם אני עודך וכלי מבל, עמיתך אלוהי, הזמרה לך וכינור קדוש ישראל. תרננה שפתי כי אזמרה לך, ונפשי אשר פדית, גם לשוני כל היום תהגה צדקתך, כי בושו, כי חפרו מבקשי רעתי.
Yes, yes, yes. Here today's daily psalm. Interesting that here in the season we have Psalm 71 repeated. Psalm 71. And from studying this book, you know, some of the documents out there, you know, good, bad, otherwise. This one is Vizyard Kapuscinski, the emperor right here. I know there's some that either are against this book or for it. Basically, say that it's testimonies of some anonymous Ethiopians, but from some of the descriptions that some of the anonymous Ethiopians here give of their job, their position, who they were, you know, we have discerned who some of these witnesses were here in this document. Now, there's something that is, I think it might still be on the YouTubes, maybe, on the emperor, this Rudyard Kapuscinski. And hail up to the brothers and them, Ras Abdiu, Wendeme, Wendemachin, Ras Obadiah and others, you know, in England, those in the Birmingham and also in the London area who went out there to protest this play. They tried to, like, do this book with a bunch of witnesses. Basically, what it's like, if you went around interviewing people and they didn't want to give a name, but they give like an issue and talk about, well, what they did, where they were, when they witnessed, you know, we could say the visitation. What do you mean by the visitation? Well, we could refer to the book of Hanok, the book of Enoch, right? That's going way back there, but it does point to the first and second advent of the Moshiach, the Messiah, pointing to a clear description of Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, the son of the womb man, you know, as the Bible talks about that first prophecy, the seed of the womb man, and also the second advent, where there would be a man, but a more than a man, and when he comes forward, there would rise up a people. Right, even that people of that new name, that precious name. So in citing that from the Ethiopic book of Enoch, we can see that the ancient Judaic and Jewish and Hebrew testimonies of the Moshiach, the Messiah ben Yosef, that's the one that's linked with Yeshua HaMoshiach, and then the Moshiach, the Messiah ben David, to the greater David, the greater son, as I and I, Rastafari, and the elders had taught I and I in the New Jerusalem schoolroom, the schoolroom of hard knocks until you come to that four square shalom, that peace. Interesting, the four square in Jerusalem, touch on that a little more, but check out the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Now, here, we'd like to share just a couple of highlights here, because in the previous couple of days ago, where this psalm came up in the royal order of the daily psalms, we call it Davidic worship, we touched on a couple of sections here, and looking through this, because when we came across this psalm, saw that the context of Psalm 71 is the theme that's a prayer, right, the prayer of an old man. And then in some of the witnesses given in this particular book, we'd like just to touch on a couple of areas just to remind ones can go into. But as far as the Rudyard Kapuscinski book, I think it's a valuable book of witness and testimony. There's some royalists and would be monarchists that go against the book, but we support the other Rastafari in protesting and shutting down their plays. They had some man who handicapped or maybe born with certain birth defects. He was in a wheelchair, and they had him, like, play and the role of the so-called emperor. It was crazy what they did with this play. So they tried to take, like, you know, you go to court, and you get transcripts of testimonies, right? And then you try to put on a play. You know, that's playing around with serious, serious evidence. So we do agree with the monarchists and others as far as shutting down the play. But as far as saying that the book is false in its statements and testimonies by various Ethiopians of the time and eyewitness who give an anonymous description, some of them you can actually find out who's who. There was one man who described himself as the one that, you know, was the pillow bearer for the footstool. Right, and others that give such description and the abbreviation of their initials. When you go do your research, you say, "Well, this is this man right here." right? And some of the testimonies there are quite good, quite interesting. Here we have on page 152 here of the emperor, in them Harik, we would say Nagus and Nagas. Literally, it's in them Harik is king of kings. Right, got 15 minutes for those listening in the live stream. Just like to give that podcast, you know, identification information if ones want to call in. But here, remember that there was a conspiracy against a particular old man, and there's a lot of anonymousness according to the Psalter of David. Let's bring out the Hebrew right here to get the original context and groundation here. So we have Psalm 71. Mizmor Ein Aleph, right here, prayer in old age. They say no superscription heads the Mizmor, the chant, the psalm, that lacks all clues to its authorship. It is a prayer offered by an old man who has had to suffer many trials and is still undergoing hardship from relentless enemies. His confidence is in Hailahim and the power and Xiavir, the sustainer, to whom he addresses his petition. The speaker, they say, may have been David. Others think of Ermias in the Royal Amharic. Ermias is Yeremiah, Jeremiah. The personal note predominates, but at times his thoughts turn to the needs of Amo. So we see the testimony of his majesty in that time of the great tribulation, the rebellion, circa 74-75, and this psalm fits mystically, right, to the context, right? But at times his thoughts turn to the needs of Amo, his people. As Gurmali Nagus Nagas said, if the revolution is good for the people, right, I am for the revolution. Interesting right there. It's what they call in law and legal, parlance, plausible deniability. Well, if what you're doing is going to be good, I'm for it. But let's see. Whoever he was here in the notes, he was familiar with other psalms, other mizmor, other chants, Isis, and draws up on them to voice his feelings, yet his prayer, quote, possesses a singular beauty and tenderness of its own. And here's the interesting thing, that this one here is righteous, is innocent, is righteous, right? Not righteous, but is righteous. And even in old age, he is going through such and such things. Well, here on page 152 from the Emperor book here, a TW says, I tell you, sir, speaking to Richard Kapuscinski here, these anonymous witnesses, some speak good things, some speak bad things, some speak some really questionable things. But here, PW says, I tell you, sir, I knew things were going under just from watching the dignitaries sticking together in a close little pack, slapping each other on the back, telling each other that they were right and the rest of the world could go to hell. See, this is when the things that were going on, the conspiracy against His Majesty, the Great Transgression, Ethiopia, circa 74, 75, this is that time period there. And the dignitaries are what I and I, Rastafari, and the elders have pointed to us as careless Ethiopians, you know, those who were careless, those who were ingrates, those who bit the hand that fed them, right? So this witness here says he knew that things were going under just from watching the dignitaries sticking together in a close little pack, slapping each other on the back, telling each other they were right and the rest of the world could go to hell. Because those who were familiar and aware of what was going on in Ethiopia, they're like, what are you saying? Man, she did what? What's it was like a twilight zone. It was like, you know, like cognitive dissonance, so to speak. Going on, they didn't even bother to ask us servants for news because they knew what we said would give them the blues. So here, the servants are saying that, you know, those who you know, served His Majesty and were servants, were saying how the dignitaries, many of them from, you know, ancient families who ancient ancestors probably did something worthy, but they thought they could just ride on the ancestors' glory. So the servants were saying, listen, they didn't bother to ask us any news because they knew what we would say. Like they asked us our opinion, what they were up to. You know, even the servants, the little people understood them going against Gurumawi, Nagus, and Nagas was wrong, wrong, wrong. Anyway, they said, what can we do? Everything's falling apart. And you should have seen the floaters. Interesting how it describes different personalities, different ones and ones. There were the floaters, right? All consolation. Everything will work out, they said, the floaters. You know, they float around from this to that. They only stick. They don't have no stickingness, right? They said, because we're in a state of inertia, and inertia always wins. You know, some think that, well, we just stay in a state of inertia. We'll hang on in the palace, and the common people will never wake up. They said, no wonder some ones and ones, alleged monarchists today, try to suppress the testimonies in this book. We need to investigate the testimonies in this book. They said, we'll hang on in the palace, and the common people will never wake up. They'll never overcome the weight of inertia. If we learn how to give a little here and there, at just the right moments, they'll go on sleeping. We should let sleeping dogs lie. The trick is not to resist evil, these ones and ones said, but to humor it. And the floaters might have been right. The witness here, TW, says, right, initials TW, abbreviates TW, is that the floaters might have been right except for those officers. For those officers, except for those officers, they had a real blur, excuse me, a real burr in their tail. And they just sliced into the palace, cutting off great hunks of dignitaries until in the end, the palace was picked clean, flushed out, and there was nobody left except His Most Extraordinary Majesty and one servant. Now, if you really do your research or have done your research on what occurred then, this is right and accurate, right? Not to get into those details, but hopefully picking up on it. What had happened is that in the last days, in that fulfillment, as it says in Timothy, is it Timothy, where it says, in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, King of kings, the Lord of lords. In his times he shall shew, because that really brings out the Enoch prophecy concerning the second advent. In his times he shall shew, right? And many of the dignitaries were kind of playing fast and loose with their responsibility. When His Majesty called them to the palace or to the capital, they were, you know, they had other things going on. It's like the parable that the son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, gives. When the man had something going on, they would make a lot of excuses not to be there. They had this going on, they had that going on. But then when things started to turn around, they fled to the palace, you know, to be in the shelter of His Majesty, the shade, the shadow of His wings. Now, King Solomon's Nigu Seliman, Shlomo HaMelech, he says something very, very interesting, right? He says something very, very interesting. He says, I think it's in Chronicles or Kings, probably Chronicles, he says that the palace is not a place for man, right, but for God, right? And the word for palace kind of brings out the same sense as the temple, right? The temple is likened unto the palace in Hebraic thought. So they fled in the sense like to the sanctuary, like to the palace. But they figured if they were there around His Majesty when what they caused to go wrong because of their inertia, you know, they could be spared. But, you know, like His Majesty is like the best of the chess player. You know, the chess comes from ancient Ethiopia through Egypt. So while they thought it was playing him, they got played because those officers, they were cutting off great hunks of dignitaries unto the palace. Let's zoom in right here. Was picked clean, flushed out, and there was nobody left except for His Most Extraordinary Majesty. Now, these attributes are beautiful in this book, His Most Extraordinary. Like His Imperial Majesty, Gurumawi Nagus Nagas, I wonder what that would be, Bamarinya,
His most extraordinary majesty. But these are phrases like attributes of he who be, who he be, who he be. He be his imperial majesty. Who he be his most extraordinary majesty. And one servant. And one servant. Now, let's just scroll forward right here due to the time. Got like 5 minutes, y'all. So ones and ones who want to hear the full of full or catch it on the replay. Zooming forward to some notes that the italicized portions here is no doubt what you call him, Rudyard Kapuscinski, his words here. He says right here, it says that HS, standing for Haile Selassie, or really HSI or QHS, Kanamali Haile Selassie, still wore his uniform over which he would throw a warm woolen cape. They got up, speaking about him and his valet, the servant that you see in some of the later pictures, they got up as they had in the old days, as they had for years, at daybreak. And they went to the palace chapel. Selassie is the chapel. They went to the palace chapel, where each day L.M. read aloud different verses from the Book of Psalms. So in the Orthodox tradition, in different Orthodox tradition, this is known as versicles. Versicles, different verses, key verses of Psalm. This one here, quote, Lord, how they are increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. And this versicle, this verse, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not in. Be not far from me, far from I, for trouble is near, for there is none, no one to help. Right, that quote right there. And then this latter part right here, before we ride up right here with the Midrash, right here, here, here. So those two, it says right here, that night, September 11th, that was New Year's, was a leap year. September 12th was New Year's that year. But that night on September 11th, the servant and his master, two old men, a prayer in old age, two old men in an abandoned palace, did not sleep because it was New Year's Eve, according to the Ethiopian calendar. And so this part right here, I'm going to zoom in on this, where it says that Wow. I know I just read this part on the part before, like the officers came in, they were quarreling until His Majesty John Hoy says falls into meditation, closes his eyes and stops breathing. Then the officers withdraw, promising to return. So here this passage to read. We got 2 minutes, y'all. Two minutes before we go to the grace period, the grace pod. Silence fell on the palace, but a bad silence, in which one could hear the shouts from the street. Demonstrators were marching through the town, all sorts of rabble loitering, string him up from a tree, loitering about, cursing His Majesty, calling him a thief or labor. Interesting to have Labor Day, right? Labor, right? In them hard seats, right? Wanting to string him up from a tree. Quote, crook, give back our money, end quote. That's ironic when His Majesty's the one who gave his money. Okay, they said, crook, give back our money, they cry. Hang the emperor. Now, in Amharic, that would literally be Nagusa Nagas, the king of kings. And the word for hang is the same word in the Amharic for crucify. So crucify the King of Kings. Remember what Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, Getachin said? They hate him, the Son, because they hate the Father. Therefore, we got 90 seconds, y'all. Last call. Final call. Last call here. So they hate him because they hate the Father. So here they said, hang the emperor, which in Amharic, right? Negusa Negestuna, Sikalut. All right? Hang the King of Kings. Then the servant says, then I would close all the windows in the palace to prevent these indecent and slanderous cries from reaching from reaching his venerable majesty's ears, from stirring his blood. And I would quickly plead, my Lord, Abed, my Lord, to the chapel, which was in the most secluded place. And to muffle the blasphemous roar, I would read aloud to him the words of the prophets, the words of the prophets, the Nabiyat, quote, also take no heed to all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee, end quote, end quote. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish, end quote. Remember, O Lord, Abitu, our father's father, father of the house, what is come up on us, upon I and I. Consider and behold our reproach. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. And, quote, how is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dung hills, shite hills, end quote. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me, against I. Thou hast heard their reproach, Abetu, my father's father, Abet, O father of the house, the lips of those that rose up against me. I am their music. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone up on me, upon I. And here, just the last part before we ride up with the Midrash, going into a little deep, higher height study on this psalm, Psalm 71. It says, and as his august majesty listened, gracious sir, he would doze off or go into meditation. There I would leave him, proceeding to my lodgings to hear what was being said on the radio. In those days, the radio was the only link between the palace and the empire. As it is right here, Rastafari, the podcast, the Rastafari podcast radio, right here, L-O-J, the Lion of Judah Society of His Majesty, where it says that in those days, the radio was the only link between the palace, the Hekal, the palace, and the empire. Just returning right here before we segue right here. Right here where it said about, what was those guys? They was talking all that shite, right? They were saying right here, oh, they should let sleeping dogs lie, right? Lie.
Protect our lives every day.
And here, Sly and Robbie meets Bunny Lee at Dub Station Identification. You listen to the LOJ podcast, the Lion of Judah podcast right here, the Rastafari podcast radio. Here's the Midrash. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, here, Midrash, and today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Aleph. Psalm 71, Mizmor Ein Aleph. Psalm LXXI, Hear Midrash. And today's daily psalm, Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me, make I not be put to shame in the world. Bikai Yehova Chasiti Alevosha Le'olam. In thee, in the eye, Bika Yahuwah, O Jehovah, do I put my trust, Chasiti. Let me, make I not be put to shame, Al Evosha, Le'olam, in the world. Bika Yahuwah, Chasiti, Al Evosha, Le'olam. This psalm, this mizmor, comes close to the matter of the preceding psalm, Mizmor Ayin, in that David said, Ribon Shel Olamim, Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, such is the promise, then, Bikai Yehovah Chasiti, Alevosha Le'olam, in the eye of Jehovah, do I put my trust. Make I not be put to shame in the world. Bikai Yehovah Chasiti Alebosha Le'olam. But were not the Bnei Yisrael, were not the sons, the children of Israel, were not the Israelites put to shame in this world, even though Scripture has them saying, Bikai Yehovah Chasiti Alevosha Le'olam, in the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust. Let me make I not be put to shame in the world. David meant, however, let it be enough, make it be enough that we, that I and I, are put to shame in this world. Make I and I not be put to shame in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. As Isaiah said, even in Isaiah 45:17, O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation, ye, y'all shall not be ashamed nor confounded in the world without end. Yisraela nosha'a by Yahuwah Teshu'ata olamim Lo tehoshuv Lo atikalmu Ada olmei Ada. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, who art saved, Yisraela nosha'a by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting salvation, Tishuata Olamim. Ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed, Lo Teroshu, nor confounded with Lo Tikalmu, world without end, Ad Olmei Ad. Yisrael Anosha'a by Yahuwah Tishuata Olamim. Lo Tevoshu Lo Atikalmu Ada Olmei Ad. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Bizikateka Tatsleini. Deliver me, deliver I in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness. Deliver me, tatzileini, and rescue me, and rescue I. Utifalteini. Here today's daily psalm is more Ein Aleph. Psalm 71, here's a second verse. The congregation of Israel, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, to the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, when Thou, the I, deliverest us, deliverest I and I, Thou, the I, wilt deliver us, deliver I, not because of our righteousness,
nor because of the good works, nor because of the good works that we, that I and I have accumulated, but thou, that I wilt deliver us, whether today or tomorrow, on account of Tzidkateka, thy righteousness, Tzidkateka, in thy righteousness, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59, verses 16 and 17, that reads, and he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor.
I'm just coming in from the woods, messenger. So let's give thanks and praise, messenger. I appreciate the herb you brought for me. And time of change, suffering made me realize what it takes, and the hour to be an antidote. Oh yeah, guess who's coming to deny antidote? Yeah.
Sons, the children of Israel, were not the Israelites be put to shame in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, as Esaias said, even in Isaiah 45:17, O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation, y'all shall not be ashamed nor confounded in the world without end. Yisrael anosha'a by Yahuwah tishu'ata olamim. Lo tehoshuv lo atikalmu ada olmei ada. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, who art saved. Yisrael Anosha, by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting salvation. Tishu'ata olamim. Ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed. Lo teroshu, nor confounded with lo tikalmu, world without end. Ad Olmei Ad. Yisrael Anosha'a by Yahuwah Tishuata Olamin. Lo Tevoshu Lo Atikalmu Ada Olmei Ad. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. This Igateka Tatsleini, Uatifalteini. Deliver me, deliver I in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness. Bitsitateka, deliver me, Tatsleini, and rescue me, and rescue I. Uatifalteini. Here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71, here the second verse. The congregation of Israel, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, to the Ilo One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, when thou, the I, deliverest us, deliverest I and I, thou, the I, wilt deliver us, deliver I, not because of our righteousness, nor because of the good works, nor because of the good works that we, that I and I have accumulated, but thou, that I wilt deliver us, whether today or tomorrow, on account of Tzidkateka, thy righteousness, Tzidkateka, in thy righteousness, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 59, verses 16 and 17, that reads, and he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayare kien ish, vayisha tomein kien mafgia, vayilbashas edaka kashirian. And he saw that there was no man, vayare kien ish, and was astonished, vayishtomein, that there was no intercessor, kien mafgia. Therefore, vayilbashas edaka kashirian, and he put on righteousness, vayilbash sedaka, as a coat of mail, kashirian. Vayar kien ish, vayishtomein kien mafgia, vayilbash sedaka kashirian. He put on righteousness, he put on charity. Hence here it is said, deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Bitsikateka tatseleini uatifalteini. The verse, it concludes, incline thine ear to me and save me. Hate elayazneka wihoshaini. Incline thine ear to I, hatei elai azneka, and save me and save I, with hoshaini. If thou but inclinest thine ear to me, then I know that thou, that I heedest, hearest, heedest, as is said even in Psalm 116, first verse. I love the Lord because he heedeth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear to me. I love the Lord because he heedeth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear to me, because he hath inclined his ear to I. Mizmor Kof Eit Zayin, Kof Eit Zayin. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 116, Psalm CXVI. Mizmor Kof Eit Zayin. Ahavti ki ishma'a yawa etakoli tachinunai. I love Jehovah. Ahavti. Should hear, because he hear. I love that Jehovah should hear. Ahabti ki yishma yawa etakoli, my voice, tachnunai, my supplication. Ahabti, ahabti ki yishma yawa etakoli tachnunai. And at once he saves me, and at once he saves I, as is said even in Psalm 116 at the sixth verse. When I was brought low, he saves me. When I was brought low, he saved I. Daloti with lo with Lee. Dalotia with Lea Yehoshia. I was brought low. Daloti. Daloti. I was brought low. Lee with Lee. And for me, Yehoshia. And he saved. For me, and he saved me, and he saved I. Daloti with Leah Yehoshia. So too, Hezekiah said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 37 and 17, incline thine ear, O Lord, and heed. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and heed, and hear. Hadei Yahuwah Azneka Ushma. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah. Hadei Yahuwah Azneka, and hear. Ushma, Ushma. Hadei Yahuwah Azneka Ushma. And because thou the eye inclinest thine ear, Azneka, thou dost hear and save. For thou didst say to Hezekiah, to Hezekiah, according to Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 19, verse 20, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heeded. That thou the eye has prayed to I against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heeded. I have heard. And here the quote to be found according to the KJV, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 20, that reads, then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Vayishlacha Yeshayahu Vena amotza illa Hezekiah lemor kohamar Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael asher hita palata alei illa Sennacherib melech Ashur shamaiti. Lamaze, why? Because thou, the eye, disincline Azneka, the eye's ear. Hence, here it is said, incline thine ear to me, to I, and save me. Hatei elai Azneka with Hosha Aini. Be thou my strong habitation. Hear today's daily psalm. The next verse, the gimel, the third verse. Be thou my strong habitation. Heye li lifor ma'on. Be thou, become thou to me, be thou to I. Heye li, a sheltering rock, lifor ma'on. Heye li, lifor ma'on. In my exile, my habitation, whereto I may continually resort, whereto I may itinually resort. Lao tami sweeta le hoshaini.
in my exile, when I am in anguish, I go into a Knesset, I go into a Mikorab, I go into a synagogue for prayer, for tefillah. And tefillati, my prayer, becomes a strong power for me. As is said even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Proverbs 18 and 10, where it reads, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Migdal Oza Shema Yahua Bawa Yarutsa Tadika Nisgav. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Migdal Oz Shem Yahuwah. The righteous runneth into it. Ba'u Yarutza Tzadik. And is set up on high with Nisgab. Migdal Oz Shem Yahuwah. Ba'uah Yarutzas Adika with Nisgab. And further, even in Yoel, Yoel, in Joel 3 and 5, where it reads, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. V'haya kol asher yikra b'shem Yahuwah yimalek. And it shall come to pass, v'haya, that whosoever, that all shall call Asher Yikra on the name of Jehovah, B'Shem Yahuwah, shall be delivered. Yimalate, shall escape. Yimalate, shall be delivered. V'haya kol Asher Yikra, B'Shem Yahuwah, Yimalate. Rescue me, oh my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the ratchet, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph. Hear the Dalet. The Dalet verse here, the fourth verse. Elohai Palatei Niya Miyada Rasha'a Mikafa Mi'avela Ve'achomet. Oh my Elohim, Elohai, Hailiai, Elohai, rescue I, Paltei me, out of the hand of the wicked, Miyad Rasha, out of the grasp, Mikaf, of the unrighteous, Mi'arel, and ruthless man, V'chomet, Elohai palteini miyal arasha mikafa me'arela v'chomet. The unrighteous me'arel man is Ishmael, and the cruel man v'chomet, the chomet. And the cruel man is Edom, whose decrees enacted against me are as bitter as vinegar. Here, Midrash note on Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71 here. In the original, Hebraically speaking, in the Hebrew, there is a play on the word chomet. Chomet
chomet. That may mean either cruel man, chomet, or vinegar, chomet, chomet. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Hear, hear, hear. The hey, the fifth verse. Kiata tikaati Adonai Yahweh mivatachi mina orai. For thou the I art my hope. Kiata tikaati. Ki ata tikwati, for thou art tikwati, my hope. O Lord God, Adonai Yahweh, my trust from my youth. Mi batachi min orai. Mi batachi min orai. My trust. Mitachi, my trust from the times of Abraham, from the times of Abraham, of Yitzhak, of Isaac, and of Yaakov, and of Jacob. By thee, have I been holding up from birth. Hear the vav, the wow verse. Hear the sixth verse. Aleka nisa machti mi beten. Upon thee have I stayed myself mi beten from birth. Aleka nisa machti mi beten. That is to say, from the time during the banishment in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, when Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 1, verse 22, every son that is born, ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Every son that is born, ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Kol habein hayildota hayora pasha lechuhu, every son. Kol habein, all the son. Kol habein hayildot, that is born. Hayildota hayora, the river, into the river. Pasha lechuhu. Tasha likuhu, ye y'all shall cast him. Every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river. Kol habena hayildota hayora tasha likuhu. Thou, the I, art he that cut me loose, gozi, from my mother's womb. Hear the B part of the wow, the vav verse. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb, or thou art he that cut me loose, gozi, from my mother's womb. Mi ma'aya in mi ata gozi. Mima ei imi ata gozi, gozi. Gozi is a form of the verb gazaz, cut down, that occurs in the verse, even the verse from Nahum, Nahum chapter 1 verse 12, that reads, even so shall they be cut down, nagozu. Even so shall they be cut down, nagozu. V'chein nagozu v'avar. Even so shall they be cut down
and he shall pass away. Even so shall they be cut down with Cain Nagozu. Thou art he who cut me loose from my mother's womb in safety, and I art also he who cut me loose from the power of Mitzrayim, from the power of Egypt, from the power of Kemet. I am as a wonder to many. Hear today's daily song. Hear the Zayin. Hear the seventh verse. I am as a wonder to many. K'mofeita hayiti l'rabim. I am as a wonder to many. K'mofeita hayiti l'rabim. The Dat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, said, how many wonders didst thou perform for me in Mitzrayim, at the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, and Bamidbar, and in the wilderness? Because, and here, according to the eighth verse of today's daily psalm, because thou art my strong refuge, therefore shall my mouth be filled with praise, because thou art my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with praise. With Ata Machesi Oz, because but thou, and Yah. With Ata, the I male and none other. With Ata Machesi Oz, Machesi, my refuge Oz, my refuge strong, Machesi Oz. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise. Yimalei fi tihilateka, tihilateka. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise. Yimalei fi tihilateka. I elita tihilateka. Cast I not off in the time of old age. Here the eighth, the ninth verse. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Allah tashlecheni le'aita zikna. Cast I not off in the time that I was of old age. Allah tashlecheni le'aita zikna. The Edat Yisrael, the aggregation of Yisrael, said, I have become old in my exile. When my strength faileth. Kikalota kochi. When my strength faileth. Ki kalota kochi. That is to say, when I lack good works, when I lack good works, forsake me not, forsake I not. Allah ta'azoveni, Allah ta'azoveni, forsake I not. Allah ta'azoveni. And all the rest of the Mizmor Ein Aleph, all the rest of the psalm, it deals with the anguish of the present exile. And all the rest of the psalm, here, it deals with the anguish of the present exile. O God, thou hast trained me since my youth. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Elohim, li maditani min orai. O Elohim, thou hast trained me, thou hast trained I, that I hast taught I, li maditani, since my youth, min orai, from my youth, min orai. Elohim, li maditani, min orai. Here the A part of verse 17. Ever since the days of our fathers, Aboteinu, we, I and I, have been trained to accept miracles. And here the B part of the 17th verse. And hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works, and until now do I declare thy wondrous works. V'gam heina agid nifaleoteka v'ada heina agid nifaleoteka, and until now do I declare thy wondrous works, thy wondrous works, with Adahena Agid Anifleoteka, time after time and in all seasons. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, hear, Mizmor, Mizmor, Ayn Aleh, Psalm 71, here the 18th verse. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed. Zegama, Adazikna, Ve'eseva, and even to old age and hoary hairs, gray hairs, with gam adazikna with seva, I will declare thy works until the end of exile, until I have declared thy strength to the next generation, thy might to everyone that is to come. Ad agida ziroika lidora likola yavo gevurateka, until I have declared thy strength to the next generation. Ad agida ziroika lidor, thy might to everyone that is to come. Lihola yaboa geburateka. And here a note here in verse 18 where it reads, until I have declared thy strength. Hebraically, thy arm. Hebraically, ziroika, 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 ziroika. Ada agida, ziroika, lidor. Until I have declared thy arm to the next generation. Thy arm, ziroika, thy strength, the power that sustains the weak and humbles the ruthless strong. Ad agid zeroika ledor lekola yaboa gevrateka, to my sons and to my sons' sons. The same thing is said in the account of the Exodus Mimitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 2, that reads, that thou mayest declare to the ears of thy son and thy son's son, what I have wrought upon Egypt, and my signs that I have done among them. Ualim ana te sapira be azneya vinka uavena binka eta sher hita alaltia be mitraim ve eta ototaya sher samti vam via daitem akiani yehowa, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son. Ulmahana tisapira beazneya vinka, and of thy son's son. Uvena binka, what I have wrought upon Egypt. Et asherahita alaltia bemitzrayim, and my signs with etototai that I have done among them. Ashera samti bam, that ye that y'all may know that I am he who be who he be. We adaitem makiani Yehovah. Ualim ana tisapira zneya binka ubena binka eta ashera hita laltia bit mitzrayim we etototai ashera samti bam we adaitem ki ani Yahuwa. Thou wilt quicken me again, thou wilt give life to I again, will resurrect I again, will quicken. Tashuv te chayeni, tashuv te chayeni, thou the I will give life to I again. Again, tashuv, giving life to I, the I. Te chayeni, tashuv te chayeni, that is, quicken I at the resurrection of the dead. The words, and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Ua mi tehomota ha'aretza tashuva ta'eleini. And bring I up again from the depths of the earth. These words here. Uamita homot haaret tashuv ha eleini. These words here, Psalm 71, verse 20, they allude to bringing up of those men who were swallowed in the abyss. Even Korach and his entire company shall be brought up again. Even Korach and his entire company shall be brought up again. Some maintain that thou, the I, wilt quicken me again. Tashuv techayeni. This means that thou, the I, wilt bring me out of exile, out of the exile that is like death and the abyss. Some maintain that the words, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph, here at verse 20, that reads, Tashu Techayeni, the I wilt give life to I again, will quicken me again. It means that thou, the I, wilt bring I out of exile that is like death and the abyss. And thereupon I also will give thanks to thee. And thereupon I also will give thanks to the eye. Here, here, verse 22, 2-2. Gamani, o deka, gamani, also I, gamani, o deka, will thank the eye, will give thanks to the eye, gamani, o deka. Gamani odeka vikalia nevela emateka elohai izamralka vikinor kedosh Israel tirana sifatai ki izamralaka vinafshi asher padita gam lishoni kol hayom Tehiges ikateka kia roshu kia hafru mivakshe raati. I also will give thanks to the eye with the psaltery, even to thy truth, O my God, Elohai, highly I will sing praises, eyes is to the eye with the harp, O thou, the eye, holy one, Isla one of Yisrael. Gamani odeka, bikalia nevela, emateka, Elohai, izamralika, bekinor kedosh Yisrael. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises, eyes is to thee, to the eye, and my soul that the eye has redeemed. Tirana sifatai ki zamra laka with nafshi asher hadita. My tongue also shall tell of thy, the eye, righteousness all the day. Gam lishoni kol hayom tehiges idkateka, for they are ashamed, for they are abashed, that seek my hurt, that seek I hurt, that seek I and I heart. Kia boshu, kia chafru, mitbakshe ra'ati.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come.
Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto Sheol, brought unto Sheol, brought unto Sheol.
My deceit, 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 my deceit,
מזמור עין א', בך אדוני חסיתי, אל אבושה לעולם. בצדקתך תצילני ותפלטני, הטה אלי אוזנך והושיעני. היה לי לצור מעון לבוא, תמיד צדבית להושיעני. תסלעי ומצודתי אתה. אלוהי, פלטני מיד רשע, מכף מעוול וחומץ. כי אתה תקוותי, אדוני אלוהים, מבטחי מנעוריי. עליך נסמכתי מבטן, ממעי אמי אתה גוזי. בך תהילתי תמיד, כמופת הייתי לרבים, ואתה מחסי עוז. ימלא פי תהילתך, כל היום תפארתך. אל תשליחני לעת זקנה, תכלות כוחי אל תעזבני. כי אמרו אויבי לי, ושומרי נפשי נועצו יחדיו. למור, אלוהים עזבו, ריטפו ותפסוהו, כי אין מציל. אלוהים, אל תרחק ממני, אלוהי לעזרתי חושה. יבושו יכלו סותני נפשי, יעטו חרפה וכלימה מבקשי רעתי. ואני תמיד אייחל, והוספתי על כל תהילתך. פי יספר צדקתך, כל היום תשועתך. כי לא ידעתי ספורות, אבוא בגבורות אדוני אלוהים, אזכיר צדקתך לבדך. אלוהים, לימדתני מנעוריי, ועד הנה אגיד נפלאותיך. וגם עד זקנה ושיבה, אלוהים אל תעזבני, עד אגיד זרועך לדור, לכל יבוא גבורתך. וצדקתך אלוהים עד מרום, אשר עשית גדולות, אלוהים מי כמוך. אשר הראיתני צרות רבות, ורעות תשוב תחייני, ומתהומות הארץ תשוב תעלני. תרב גדולתי ותסוב תנחמני, גם אני עודך וכלי נבל, עמיתך אלוהי, אז המרה לך וכינור קדוש ישראל. תרננה שפתי כי אז המרה לך, ונפשי אשר פדית, גם לשוני כל היום תהגה צדקתך, כי בושו, כי חפרו מבקשי רעתי, 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 רעתי.